in the Caribbean, men's art, worrying them with fear because of the hurricane that may come their way. And so tonight we want you to know, friends, that the God that we serve, he cares for us. If you but only become a part of his family, he will protect us. Men's heart are fearful because of the tornado. When the tornado comes, it destroys homes, properties. It destroys life. And so men are fearful. I know what is happening. I see, not very far from where I am, two damages of tornadoes. And it's a frightening thing, friends. It destroys trees and homes and all kind of things around it. It's a frightening thing. And so people are afraid when they hear of the tornadoes that are coming. Another thing people are fearful about is earthquakes. Oh, we have seen small buildings, large buildings, medium-sized buildings being destroyed by earthquakes. Nobody knows when the earthquake is coming. And so people are always fearful. A lot of people are fearful for earthquakes and lightning. Oh, that's another frightening one. It brings fear to children and adults as well. And so because of that, people are terribly afraid of the lightning and the thunder. But then it's something to be kept away from because it can do a lot of damage. Flood rains. Oh, we have heard that there is many, many flood rains all over the country of the United States of America. Many lives have been lost, and so people are fearful when they hear that we are having flood rains. Because of that, we notice that fear comes upon the people who are living in these areas. Fear. We are fear of evil. Evil all around us brings fear. We're afraid to leave our homes. We're afraid to go shopping. We're afraid to travel in public transportation. We're afraid when we go to bed at night because we don't know what will happen. When we listen to the news in the morning, we hear of how many have lost their lives by fighting with guns and so on. Yes, friends, people all over the world, not only here, are fearful. Why? At what the enemy of our souls bring to us, fear. He wants us to be afraid. But I want you to know, friends, that Jesus, when we are hid in him, we are protected, praise God. And so I want each and every one to understand that if we would only trust the Lord, he will take us through all these various things that we're afraid of. There are many, many more things that I could speak of tonight that cause us to be afraid. But remember, friends, the angel came to the shepherds who were watching over their flock by night in the dark. It was fearful. But then the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Tonight we are going to talk about the fear of the heart and also the good tidings, and that is for all mankind tonight. And so again, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 6, and before we go on to Genesis chapter 6, I want you to turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 to 10. The Word of God tells us here, the heart is deceitful above all things, and the spirit is the wicked, who can know it? Listen, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. I like that. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God knows the heart of all men. Yes, he understands the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And so we have to be careful, because we don't know today. We hear of men shooting children, shooting adults, shooting the police, shooting the citizens that are walking all about their business. Yes, the Word of God says the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? And tonight, we see people are very, very fearful. But then, friends, let me take you to Genesis chapter 6. The Word of God tells us here, God speak to a man by the name of Noah. But I find the verses that we read earlier on, the first six, four verses here, rather interesting. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. And it came to pass. What came to pass? The blessings that God had promised. In Genesis 1, verse 28, we find that God promised them, God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. Yes, and he gave man dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing, and move it upon the earth. Yes, God that we serve is always faithful to his promises. And here we find in Genesis chapter 1, in verse 28, that God did promise that he would bless, and that he did. He blessed, we find here in chapter 6 of 1, that first person says here, and it came to pass. What came to pass? God's blessings came to pass, where men began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. You know, friends, when we look around us today, I inquired about the population of the world today, and only to learn that the world now population is over 8 billion people living in the world today. Think of it, comparing to the time when God spoke to Noah. And that's why we have so much wickedness around us today. The world has multiplied in number, and the hearts of people become hard and desperately wicked. They have turned away from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. They have turned away from God, who is Almighty, the God of hosts, the one who cares for all things. They have turned away. It says here, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. That's the plan of God. Man married a woman, and woman to man. But then the scripture says they began to multiply. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. But then we find that there was confusion now. And this is where I want to spend some time. The scripture tells us here, Jesus, the Son of God, said, As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He says here, God said, As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 to 39, tells us here that God is speaking to the multitude as well as his disciples. And he is refreshing their memory because apparently they have read and heard about it. They wanted to know more from him. But then he told them, before he should come, the time would be like the days of Noah. Here we are living in a time today, friends, where we are seeing some strange things all around us. Only this evening I'm hearing that there are more camps, that is established demonic camps all over this country, where they have demons practicing all their various evil things. But then, friends, I want you to know that my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the evil of the enemy of our souls. And I want you to understand today that on Christ the solid rock we stand. All the ground is sinking sand. And so we confound every demonic spirit in this country today, because the God that we serve, he is very much alive. God prevails. God is all powerful. God is all mighty. And the scripture tells us here, as I go on reading, verse 4, there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they brought children to them. And this is what is frightening. It says here, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Men that were mighty, strong, and wicked, and terrible. Verse 5 tells us now what was happening. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thought, of his heart, was only evil continually. I'm going to spend some time around there. Genesis 6, verse 5 and 6. This is what we are going to consider for a while. Listen, the word of God says here, and God saw. I am so happy tonight, friends, we heard in our testimony service that the God that we serve is a big God. He is not only big, but he's almighty. He is powerful. He spoke and brought this world into being. He spoke and there was light. The sun to give us light by day. The moon and the star to give us light by night. As our dear sister testified, we serve a big God. The entire world is able to see from the sun that shines, the moon and the star that shines at night. It is God. It's the working of God, not man. God is almighty and powerful. And so I'm getting old, friends. Now the scripture says here, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Let me take time to talk about this. And God saw. The God that we serve of eyes to see is not a dumb God. He's not a blind God. He's not a weak God. He's almighty. He has a host that he's in charge of. And here the word of God is saying, and God saw. Tonight, friends, wherever you are, whatever you are doing, God sees and he knows. We just heard our sister testify about her nephew. God saw and protected him from the danger that was there. And here he is, she can testify, he's very much alive after the car is being written off. Yes, God sees and he knows. Let us trust our God, friends, because he has eyes to see. He has eyes to see all the evil that is taking place around us. He has eyes to see all the good things that are taking place around us. And tonight where we are here, he is hearing our testimonies. He is seeing our testimonies. And God saw. He sees us, friends, wherever you are tonight. God is seeing whatever you're doing. And the God that we serve, he has eyes to see all over the entire world tonight. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. We cannot hide from God because he has eyes to see. He is the God of light. This world is in darkness, spiritual darkness. But praise God, the God that we serve, you cannot hide from God because he is the God of light. Men like darkness, but God likes righteousness and light. And those of us who walk with him walk in the light as he is in the light. Praise God. And tonight, friends, again, I want to remind you, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. There is wickedness taking place all around the world today. All around the world today. Wickedness. What is wickedness? Sinful. Things that are sinful. Things that are evil. Things that are wrong. Things that are cruel. Yes. These are evil things, and we are seeing it around us every day. We see where men are killing each other. We see where women are doing all frightening things, finding out the things that both men and women are doing today that are evil. I won't speak of some of the things tonight, but I want you to know, friends, that there is evil all around us because the devil likes to destroy the souls and the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. And here again, let me remind you, and God saw the wickedness of man. What is wickedness? Anything that is sinful, anything that is evil, anything that is wrong and cruel. We see cruelty around us. We see evil things around us. That's wickedness in this country of ours. Wickedness in the world today. When we listen to the news all over the world today, there is wickedness. The hearts of men are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Friends, it's only God one who knows the hearts of men. He searches the hearts of all that is on earth here, and we cannot hide from God. God sees, friends, and I'm so glad tonight that we have a God that has eyes to see all things. And so all who are carrying on wrongs, I want you to know that God is making a note of all the evil things, lying lips, the stealings, the killings, all these things God sees and he knows. Ah, tonight, friends, oh, when I think of it, and God saw the wickedness of man. Think of it. God made man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed in the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. But the enemy of our soul came, friends, and man yielded to the enemy, that old dragon, that serpent, that demon. Yes, but God is almighty. God is powerful, and God is going to destroy all the evil around us, friends. We cannot hide from God because he's seen all that is taking place around us. He's seen what is taking place in this country and in other countries too, throughout the world today. God saw the wickedness of man. Wasn't small. The Bible describes it as great in the earth. But then let me move on. And that every imagination of the thought of his heart. That's what we want to talk a little about, the heart. The heart of men. Here the scripture says, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Heart. Of men, says the word of God, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Lying lips, they steal, they kill. And every imagination of the thought of his heart was a wicked. Was only evil continually. I want to stop to think about this for a while. And at every imagination, I'm certain sometimes you imagine things, friends. But the Word of God is telling us here. The earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart of men was only evil continually. Are you aware of this, friends? You hear it on the radio each day. You see it on the television. I want you to know that the thoughts of men today are always thinking evil things around us. And so we have to be careful. That's why we need to be hidden Christ, for him to protect us and to keep us from harm and danger. Sorry about that. The thoughts of his heart. Guard your heart, friends, from the enemy. Because you bring evil thoughts to our hearts. We find that many are dying from various heart disease. hearts play a very important part to us. It pumps the blood all over our body. The heart is being described as a muscle. Anytime it stops pumping the blood, it means that we die. And so we have surgeons all over the world today that are repairing the hearts of many that are sick in heart disease, all different type of sicknesses that have to do with the heart. It's a delicate part of our lives, the heart. And here the Bible is describing the heart of men was only evil continually, the thought of his heart. Can you imagine, friends, the people that you're working with, the people that you travel with each day, the people that are living in your neighborhood? You don't know what is going on in their hearts. But thank God, those of us who are healed in Christ Jesus are protected by the God that we serve and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and our Keeper and our Friend, and the blessed Holy Spirit who guide us into all the truth. And so again, I'll read verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thought of his heart was only evil continually. The evil heart just keeps thinking of things that are evil to do to mankind. The Word of God says in verse 6, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. Sorry about this cough. Let me take you to the Word of God here. Verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled violence. Now, not just man or the heart of man. Verse 11 says the earth also was corrupt before God. The things that was taking place all over the world at the time, as Jesus said to the disciples and the multitude that was following him, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Earth also was corrupt before God. Have you stopped to think of the evil things, the corrupt things that have taken place in this our country? In this old world today, and the earth was filled with violence. Yes, we see it, we hear it, we read it, and we know it, and it's happening. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, Again, we are reminded that God has eyes to see. We cannot hide from God. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. All flesh at the time. The Bible teaches that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we are so thankful, friends, for those of us who are redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. Yes, we too have the peace of God. We have the joy of salvation. Here, verse 12 says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. We have a job as children of God. We have a job as priests unto God. We have a job, as Jesus said to the multitude, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have a job because he says we are like a house or a lighthouse that is on a hilltop that giveth light unto the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so, Christians today, we have to so live that the light of Christ will be shining in us daily, that men may see Christ. I'm going to come to a close. It's a little uncomfortable for me to speak with you here now. I want you to think for a while. The task that we have. This world is in darkness, spiritual darkness. God is expecting us as ambassadors for him, as soldiers for him, as servants of his, as vessels of his, to so shine that this world that is in darkness would see Christ and glorify him which is in heaven. Let this light shine in us, friends, that people will see Christ in this dark world that is so filled with evil, corruption, wickedness, violence. Yes. We have to so live that we can dispel the darkness that is surrounding us. Brethren, let us look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and draw closer to him and walk with him. Praise his name. I'm going to close here. Sorry, I have to stop here. But I want you to know tonight that we have learned a lot of things here. First, from our dear sister who shared with us first, that reminding us that God is a big God. Praise his wonderful name. From the scriptures, we have learned that the God that we serve abides to see. The word of God says he saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Still is, friends. What wickedness around us. We hear of lying lips daily. We hear of murder, stealing. We hear of all different kind of things. throughout the course of the day and the night. It is so frightening to hear the news early in the mornings of the evil things that take place around us while we are asleep. And so, friends, as Christians, let us draw near to the light of the world, which is Jesus. The Bible teaches God is light. Jesus is Son, is the light of the world also. And He is now depending on us to let His light shine in and through us, that this darkness that surrounds us, that causes fear, wickedness and corruption, evil, will disappear, because God is light. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We are so glad that you are a big God. You created the heavens and the earth. You spoke and there was light. The sun, the moon, the star. But then as we learn in the word tonight, that you gave man, you blessed man, and you gave them dominion over your handiwork. But we find that men choose evil, corruption, wickedness, rather than serving a God of righteousness. They serve demons. But tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we confound the demonic acts that are taking place in this country and also throughout the world today. We pray, Lord, that your light will shine upon the darkness that is taking place, all the evil acts that we have just read about here that is taking place in this country. The leaders who are evil, we pray that you would confound them tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask this.